today we'll explore the second half of the sixth Mishnah of Mishnah Makot chapter 2, as well as the first part of the seventh Mishnah. These Mishnayot discuss when the killer may leave the cities of refuge. Numbers 35 states that the accidental killer is to stay in the cities of refuge until the death of the high priest. The Mishnah begins by clarifying which high priest the Torah is referring to. Echad Mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha, v'echad ha-merubeh b'vgadim, v'echad sha'avar mimshichato machzirin et ha-ratzeach. The high priest anointed with the anointing oil, which is the method through which the high priests were consecrated until this oil was put away at the end of the first temple period, and one consecrated by wearing multiple garments. These are the 8 garments that are unique to the high priest, and this was the practice during the second temple period, and one who received a temporary appointment due to the unfitness of the serving high priest who departed from his anointment with the restoration of the serving high priest to active service. All 3 of these high priests, their death facilitates the return of the murderer from the city of refuge to their home. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Meshuach Milchama, Machzir et Haratzeach. Rabbi Yehuda adds that even the death of the high priest who's anointed for war facilitates the return of the killer to their home. The priest anointed for war refers to the priest who addresses the army before going to war in Dvarim, Deuteronomy chapter 20. So the Mishnah is making clear that the death of any high priest is what facilitates the return of the killer to their home. The Mishnah then goes on to imagine how this dynamic between killer and high priest might affect the mothers of the high priests. Lefichach, imotehen shel kohanim mesapkot lahen michya uchsut kedei shelo yitpalelu al bneihem sheyamutu. Therefore, the mothers of high priests would provide those exiled to the cities of refuge with sustenance and garments so that they wouldn't pray that their sons would die. So the Mishnah here is imagining that the killers would want to leave the cities of refuge as soon as they possibly could. In the rabbi's imagination, this would incentivize the killers to pray for the high priest's demise. The mothers of the high priest, concerned that this might happen, tend to the killers so that they would be indebted to the high priest and not pray for their death. The Mishnah continues. Misha nigmar dino met kohen gadol, hare ze eno gole. Im ad shelo nigmar dino met kohen gadol, uminu acher tachtav, ula achar miken nigmar dino, chozer b'mitato shel sheni. If, after the unintentional killer's verdict was decided, and he or she was sentenced to exile, that's when the high priest dies, the killer isn't exiled, because the death of the high priest actually exempts them from exile to begin with. If it was before the verdict that the high priest died, and then they appointed another high priest in his place, and then the verdict was decided, then the killer only returns from the city of refuge, i.e. from exile, with the death of the second high priest. Mishnah 7 continues exploring the relationship between the accidental killer and the high priest. Nigmar dino belo kohen gadol, ha-horeg kohen gadol, ve-kohen gadol sheharag, eno yotze misham le-olam. If the verdict of the killer was decided at a time when there was no high priest, and likewise in the cases of one who unintentionally killed a high priest, and in the case of a high priest who killed unintentionally, the unintentional killer never leaves the city of refuge at all. Ve'eino yotze, lo le'edut mitzvah, ve'lo le'edut mamon, ve'lo le'edut nefashot. Additionally, the Mishnah continues that one who goes into exile may never leave the city, not for testimony relating to a mitzvah, nor for testimony relating to monetary matters, nor for testimony relating to capital matters. ואפילו ישראל צריכים לו. ואפילו שר צבא ישראל כיואב בן צוריה אינו יוצא משם לעולם, שנאמר אשר נס שמה. שם תהי דירתו, שם תהי מיטתו, שם תהי קבורתו. And even if the Jewish people require the killer's services, even if he's the general of the army of Israel like Yoav ben Tzruya, he never leaves the city of refuge, as it is stated, and the congregation shall restore him to his city of refuge that he fled there, Numbers 35:25, from which it is derived. There shall be his dwelling, there shall be his death, there shall be his burial. These Mishnayot are all predicated on the rabbinic idea that the cities are punishment. If they were truly only cities of refuge, the killers could decide when they felt safe enough to leave, or the death of the next of kin would be the trigger for that leaving. On a deeper level, these Mishnayot are also a commentary on how everyone becomes implicated when an accidental death occurs. In the Torah's words, the land becomes bloodied, and the spiritual leader, the high priest, is implicated. Tomorrow, we'll discuss what happens if the accidental killer leaves the city before the high priest dies, i.e. before the end of their sentence.